5 years after the Great Recession, the economy is still on the mend. Plus, Walmart announces a new fund to create jobs and innovation in American manufacturing. Roby Brock has more in this Talk Business Arkansas update.
5 years since the Great Recession, more Arkansans feel the state is heading in the right direction than the wrong direction, and a majority identify the economy and jobs as their top issues of concern. In a new survey conducted on January 19th by Talk Business and Hendricks College, 520 likely Arkansas voters weighed in on the economy. About 55% said the economy and jobs were the most important issue facing Arkansas, with health care at 16% and education at 14% being distant alternative choices. Also, 48% said the state was heading in the right direction versus 36% who said the state was moving in the wrong direction. Walmart's U.S. President and CEO Bill Simon announced a new $10 million fund that the retail giant plans to make available for grants to manufacturing innovators. Speaking to the nation's mayors in Washington, D.C., Simon said the new fund would seek to create new processes, ideas, and jobs to support America's manufacturing footprint. Walmart's been touting efforts to draw overseas manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. Adding to its prepared foods arsenal, Tyson Foods announced that it will acquire Bosco's Pizza Company of Warren, Michigan for an undisclosed sum. Bosco's Pizza produces a variety of stuffed breadsticks and frozen pizzas for food service and retail customers throughout the Midwest and at some retailers nationwide. Tyson will continue to operate the products under the Bosco's Pizza name. J.B. Hunt announced record fourth quarter net earnings of $92 million on revenue of $1.47 billion, both of those up over last year's fourth quarter figures. For the full year, J.B. Hunt posted net income of $342 million on revenue of more than $5.5 billion. Simmons First National Corporation's $53.6 million buyout of Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank took a toll on fourth quarter and year-to-date net income. The Pine Bluff-based bank holding company reported fourth quarter net income of $3.8 million, was down from $8 million in the previous year's fourth quarter. For the full year, Simmons First reported net income of $23.2 million compared to $27.6 million 1 year ago. The state of Arkansas will receive $459,000 in clawback funding from the tech giant Hewlett-Packard for its failure to meet employment goals as part of a $10 million incentive package. HP announced in December 2008 it would locate a tech support facility in Conway. It received roughly $10 million in incentives from Governor Mike Beebe's Quick Action Closing Fund as part of an agreement to create 1,000 jobs within 5 years. In mid-2013, HP laid off about 500 workers and later in the year announced it would hire 200 with different skill sets. As a result of the net employment figures, HP failed to meet all of the requirements of its original deal. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large comes from AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.